everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and it's such a blessing tonight. I have a very talented gospel artist with me tonight. Not only that, but she's also a minister and just has a divine servant's heart, and we're going to be welcoming her tonight, and we're going to let her share her ministry and one of her songs with us, and want to welcome her, too. She's going to start sharing weekly on Reaching Out Radio, so it's truly a blessing, and just really want to invite her to let go tonight and let God lead and for her to just to share as she feels content. And I've got several other people on the line, too, and I welcome everybody. And Minister Darlene Morgan, which shares with us on Wednesday nights, is with us, too. And I just welcome them to the broadcast tonight. We're going to let go and let God. Welcome, ladies. Welcome, Mary, and welcome, Darlene.
God bless you. Wonderful evening tonight. I am looking forward to listening to the word.
Me too.
Praise the Lord.
And Sister Mary, if you would, we can come into agreement, and I'd let you lead in a word of prayer, and then we're going to let go and let God and just let you introduce yourself and get to know you, and just we're just going to have some good fellowship in the Lord tonight.
Okay. Father, we give you praise and the glory that's due your name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to the throne of grace, God. You said we can come boldly to your throne of grace that we may find help in time our needs and time our troubles. And God, we come boldly tonight. We ask you to let the Holy Spirit go forth, God. Let your healing and your delivering power go forth. Father, you said just sent your word and you heal and deliver them. God, ask you to heal and deliver tonight. Break yokes and bondages, Lord, and we give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name. And we thank you for it now, God. We ask you to take over the service tonight, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful prayer, sister. Praise be to God.
Praise God. Well,
I would really love for you to introduce yourself and share as you feel led. And I know you've got another CD in the making, and we're going to share your song later, but I just really would love the listeners to be able to get acquainted with you and know some about you and what you do for the Lord.
I was born and raised in Missouri, and when I was a little girl, I had a stuttering problem. I really couldn't talk, and one day when I was about 12 years old, my father asked the minister that was across the field from our house to agree with him in prayer. So I was doing fine the way I was because I had friends, you know, when I was young. So anyway, I went across the patch with my father and the man. They prayed. They agreed. But I knew that I would be the same way going back across that I was when I went. So anyway, they prayed for me, and sure enough, I went back the same way, but within that week, God gave me a gradual healing, and I praised God, and I done saw God work miracles and do all kind of things in my life, and I give him the praise and the glory tonight. And I was born and raised in a Christian home. I was born and raised in a Baptist home, but we knew every day when we was going to go to church or whatever, we didn't, they didn't ask us to get ready, but we knew, you know. So I praise God for being born and raised in a Christian home. And today, I'm an evangelist myself. I am a minister for the Lord, but I had a great upbringing, you know, when I was young, how my father and my mother, you know, they carried us to church. They didn't send us. They carried us to church and put the word of God within us. And not only that, but we saw them living the word in our house. And I just praise God for my father and the way that the power of God was in our home. And my father was a dreamer. God used to use him in dreams and visions. And I would call it prophecy because of the way God would use him. And he knew God was showing things that was going to happen and stuff like that. And sometimes he would tell people about different dreams. And it got so they didn't want to hear it all the time because it would happen. But I'm so glad that I was raised in a Christian home and saw gifts and different things of the Lord that was in that home, you know. And I'm glad God don't pick out what denomination to do this and that. I'm glad we're all in the body. we are the body of Christ, whether we the hand, the feet, whatever, we are the body. And I just praise God for that. And I praise God for my family being a family of love and learning us how to love everybody and, you know, not having a difference with this or that, but to have love because that's what God is. God is love, you know. So I just wanted to share that part of my life.
Beautiful, sister. Beautiful testimony.
Yes, praise God. And it is so, it is such a blessing to be raised in a home like that because not everyone is that blessed and privileged to be brought up that way. And a lot of people aren't taught the truth and the love of Jesus Christ. And that's why I love to have people like you and Minister Darlene and all of our other ministers that share, Minister Dean Maynard, which is on Friday evenings now, sharing the Word of God, because people can be encouraged through our testimonies, and they can see what God can do in our life and how he can use us, and there is strength in numbers. And when we all come together, as we were sharing earlier, it says where there are two or more gathered together in his name, that he's in our midst, and we're inviting him in tonight, and just going to be sharing with our dear sister in Christ, and got a beautiful song that to share of hers later, that she's got a beautiful voice, that she's very anointed, and I think my dear sister in Christ and my cousin, Minister Darlene Morgan, for connecting us. And I love that about Reaching Out Radio. This isn't about my glory. It's about God's glory and reaching out to others, to have them to come in, and as she was sharing, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us have our own purpose, our own gift. And even if there's one member that's weaker than the other, you don't cast that member out. We all work together. We all are important,
Amen.
And we're all working for the same cause.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I just wanted to ask you, Sister Mary, in regards
mm-hmm.
to your music and what you do for the Lord in singing, how many years have you been singing? When did you know that was one of the gifts that God had installed in you to use for his glory?
You know, when I was young, I was singing at 12, and I used to sing in a choir when I was in high school, and we would travel, and hey, I would get standing ovations, praise the Lord. And then when I got about 18, you know, I kind of, you know how you want to do what you want, and then God said, no, don't go that way, go this way. So I really didn't want to do what God wanted me to do when I was a little older. So I wanted to go another direction, and I started smoking and messed that voice up. But then later God delivered me. You know, not that I'm not saying, you know, you can't do this and that, but he delivered me. But I've been singing for a while, so praise God for that. But the voice I used to have, I don't have it, but I use what I have for the Lord.
Amen, sister. And God is a deliverer. And, you know,
Amen.
Even though many times we think we're going down the right track and we're doing the right thing, it's really amazing how God will put us in the direction he really wants to go. He'll do what he takes, has to get our attention and get us going on the right track. And I thank God that you are on that path because you have such a beautiful gift. And I love to sing, too. My grandmother, which was Minister Darlene Morgan's, who connected us, that was, you know, her aunt. And my grandmother was about 5'1". And girl, let me tell you, God gifted her in playing the piano by ear. She could listen to a song one time, and, man, she was up and down that piano. Beautiful woman of God. Same with Darlene's mother, Aunt Shirley. Loved the Lord. So I was blessed like you to be brought up, but I can remember growing up, we had a gospel band, and we traveled. And you know when God put something in your heart, because even from my youth, it's never went away. I grew up singing in chorus myself and in swing choir, and my parents would have me up singing at church. I'm something special, and we traveled on the bus when I was younger. And, you know, for a while I quit, and I got sidetracked, but that passion was always there, and I felt God tugging on my heart. So that was a part of what he installed in me. So, you know, I can relate to that because you can minister through song. Sometimes it's not preaching, you know, a pastor standing behind the pulpit preaching, but a person can be ministered to and receive a message through a song. And I know there's those times in my life that I love so much that maybe you're going through something and you'll be going down the road or even on internet radio like this, and you just hear the perfect song at the right time, and it just ministers to you and it lifts you. And That's one of the things I love about sharing with artists and, you know, and their songs. And even when I share, because songs really can impact a person's life, especially when they have the anointing on them, like when you sing, sister. Because to me, there's a difference in, that is singing and performing, and then there's someone that sings under the anointing of God. And there is such a difference in that, and a lot of people listening can relate to what I'm speaking of, but you have that anointing in your life, so when people hear you sing, it's going to draw them in. It's going to help them open up and be able to receive what you're talking about. And the song that you shared with me today, I absolutely, I love it. And the vocals, you did such an amazing job on there. But the title of the song, I Want to Be Healed. And you know, when I think about that title, sometimes people think that the only type of healing that there is, it might be physically, but there's so many that's bound with addictions that are fighting mental things. There's people that's fighting spiritual things. There are so many different ways that people need to be healed, and they're crying out, and so many of them don't know how to get out of that darkness, how to get out of that hole they're in, what that void is. They turn to things of the world because no one has told them about Jesus Christ, and that is why it's so important for us to be going forth. To be voices in the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's not, as I share all the time, it's not about our glory. We're surrendered vessels that he works through, but he can work through us just the same as he did Jesus Christ when he walked here on the earth. Through us, he can have people called out from the grave and to come forth, because that power is still alive and it lives in us. When we're born again children, that we've been redeemed and set apart, God can use us to perform miracles. He through us. We can lay our hands on the sick, and just like when Jesus Christ did in faith, the blind eyes can be opened and they can see. Yes. I believe in that power, because he is still the same God that was on the throne when Jesus Christ was here in the flesh, and he took upon the cross our sin, and he was our perfect lamb. That is the same God, and he's still living, and he's all powerful, and so many people want to box him in and they limit him. But we need to realize, as children of God, that power lives in us. We are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We have the power to rebuke the enemy. We are to be warriors going forth in this end day. I believe God's calling an end day army. And I'm not saying that tomorrow's the end of time, because only the Father in heaven knows the day that Jesus Christ will return. But what I'm saying, our times are going to get harder. Signs of time are unfolding, and God is raising up people to go forth as his warriors, an end-day army. And I believe each and every one of us that are connecting are part of that, sister. And I know you have gifts, Lord. I know you have that faith, and you have that power living in you. You know, you got to have that. When God puts that hunger in there, you know when you're called. You know when that fires are, just like with your singing, as you're sharing, you're an evangelist. You know God's called you to do something. And a lot of people don't understand, but to evangelize is actually to go forth and share the gospel and help people to be brought in to be saved to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in your ministry and in what you're doing, what are some of the things that you're working for? I know you shared with me today you do have another CD in the making. And I know that you said that it'd probably possibly be in the fall. Outside of your music, what are some that you do in your ministry work?
I'm working on a book, and it's called, you know, Sometime When We Are in Sin. And sometime we've been so long in sin that we think that's it. And it's not. Because God is saying, no matter how deep your sin may seem to be, I'm deeper than that because I love you. God gave us a love message. Jesus, he just didn't go to the cross for one, but he went for the whole world, for all of us to be saved and have a right to the true life. So my book is called, It Doesn't Matter How Deep Your Sin May Seem to Be, because he loves you. Even if it was only you, he would have went to the cross.
Praise be to God.
And God is agape love. He's agape. And he treats us all the same. He don't have stepchildren or whatever. He loves us. So my book is called, No Matter How Deep your sin may be, still because he loves you.
Oh, hallelujah, sister. That is so powerful, and that is so true. And, you know, John 3:16-17, I always think that people should include 17 in that, you know, because it says in John 3:16, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And
amen.
In 17, it teaches us that Jesus Christ didn't come into the world to bring condemnation. He came that through him the world could have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And how many people nowadays, as I've even shared with you on the phone today and different ones, want to cast stones at people. And many times that's what the enemy uses, because the book, that's so powerful to me, because that is one of the enemy's greatest tricks, sister, is to make people believe they've done so much wrong that they can't be forgiven. He wants them to believe that they're worthless, or so many people have those words spoken to their life. And we've been teaching the other night about how we can speak life and death into people, and we need to realize when we're speaking forth how our words can impact a person. And when we're a child of God, we're to be speaking forth life. We're to be bearing good fruits so others can see that. And they're going to want to partake of what we're bearing. And they're going to see, hey, you know what? There's something in their life. I want what they have. They need to see that peace. They need to see that hope. They need to see that faith. And that's why it's so important that our works are going forth, you know, that our faith is bringing forth our works, that we're letting people see. I tell people all the time, you know what? You may be in a drought. And you may think it's not possible, and God calls you to something. You know what? Even if you're in a drought, go out there and plant that seed in that field. Work that soil. Plant that seed and trust God to bring the rain and watch that harvest come in, because it's an on-time God. And even though we can't see what's going on at that time and it looks impossible, the Word of God tells us with him all things are possible. And that's why I encourage people, even Christians are walking around defeated, when we know that we already have the victory through Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
People are not using their gifts to edify and to be used in the church. They're not, you know, I love it because I have that gift too, speaking in tongues. So many people say, oh, that's not of God. How can people not understand? It's in the Word of God. Where people
Amen.
Are, it's all in Corinthians, where it talks about us all using our gifts. That is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in
Amen.
Tongues. Some people have the gift of interpretation. Some have the gift of knowledge. Some have the gift of wisdom. Some have the gift of healing. But each
Amen.
And every one comes together to be used for God and his glory. And what a blessing and an honor, sister, to
My
be able
God.
To share on this radio broadcast with a sister mm-hmm. that is going forth in faith, using her gifts for the glory of God. That is such a blessing to me and an honor, because so many are ashamed of the gospel, or they're ashamed to come forth in their truth and what God's doing in their life. They're worried about being a man pleaser instead of pleasing our Father. So I thank you very much for coming forth in obedience and using the gifts that God has installed in you.
Thank you.
And it's such a powerful thing. People don't realize that when we speak in tongues, we're that's through the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, people, the devil cannot interpret what we are saying between us and God. And many times the things that we are speaking and doing, we give the devil things to use against us. And that's why it's so important to be watching what we say and what we do. And it truly is an honor to have such a powerful woman of God to be sharing with us. And I'm just so honored, and I thank God for the amazing people he's bringing in. And I welcome you on, and that's what I was wanting to share with everybody tonight. And I want to say, Minister Mary, and I also put, I felt in my heart listening to you, you're a gospel artist. I know different ones go by different titles, but to me, you're just a beautiful gospel artist. And I put minister earlier, too. That's how I introduced you, because you are ministering forth, not only through song, but, you know, through your faith and through your gifts. So I welcome you to being a part of Reaching Out Radio's family, and people's going to be getting acquainted with you, and we're going to get your weekly spot set up so people will know what time they can come and listen directly and be blessed by Minister Mary through your songs, through your sermons, whatever guest you may bring. I thank God for you. And right now, I want to go before God. Father God, and I want to thank you. I want to honor you. I want to glorify you, and I want to just say, Father, I thank you for bringing such amazing, faithful men and women of God to this radio broadcast. I am so humbled before you, Father, and I am so honored to be a servant. What a privilege, Father God, to be a part of the family of God, going forth, sharing the truth, the power, dear God, the power that we have through you, Father, and the love of Jesus Christ, Father. There is no love like yours, Father. There is no peace like yours, Father. And we know, Father God, that we have hope in you, God. And I know, dear God, no matter what I'm going through in life, whether I'm in the waters, they will not overtake me, or if I'm in the fire, I'm not going to be burnt, just like those children. In the furnace, Father God, and Daniel in the lion's den, Father God, I know you are there with me. Your hand is upon me, Father God, and I rest and put my faith in you, Father. Yes. I just want to thank you and glorify you tonight, dear God, for my beautiful sister in Christ, for all the ministers you're bringing forth. It's just a blessing and an honor to be a servant, Father, and I just want the world to know I love you, I honor you, and all that's going to be done on this station is to glorify you, Father. It's not about me or any of them, Father. It's about glorifying you and bringing people in. So I ask, dear God, that you lead my sister in the exact time, the day, and in your will, what you want her to say, because you know what your children need to hear, Father God. We're just entrusting that to you, Father. We invite you in our midst through the leading of the Holy Spirit, Father God, and we just feel your presence, and we thank you. And I honor you, Father. I thank you. I thank you for your son and for the sacrifice, Father God, and for using me and my sister to be the hands and feet of Jesus going forth, Father God. I just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I just speak these things out in your son Jesus' name and in your perfect will, Father God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And I want to pull your song up, dear sister. And is there anything before I do that you would like to share about the song that I'm going to play? In regards, if it has a, you know, if there's a special reason why you chose this song, or I know as you said you there's CD coming forth, and you know, I just want people to know about your music, and if there is a way, if they want a CD or they want to be able to get your music. Is there a way that they can do that now, or do you have to wait for this new CD to come out?
You know what? If they want that song, I think it's at, I'll give it to you later. But anyway, they can go to Jefferson4450@gmail.com. Yeah, gmail.com. It's something when you don't know your own contacts, right? Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, 4450@gmail.com. And they can ask for I Need to Be Healed.
Well, we are going to get ready to share this beautiful song, and I know it will bless you. And she is such an anointed singer. I love listening to anointed singers of the Lord. There is such a difference, as I shared earlier, when someone is just singing through the leading of the Spirit, and you can just feel the power of God coming down from the throne and being used. I can envision angels just worshiping. Sister, I get excited in it. Around the throne while you're singing, and they're celebrating, because I believe as we're worshiping, they're praising him just the same right along with us, because he alone is worthy to be praised. Praise be to God. And I just know I already feel the Spirit moving. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. I just ask that you move through this song, Father God. The moving in my holy, in my spirit, Father, you're moving me before I even play this.
Father
God,
thank you,
Father. I pray that it's going to minister to people, and that people's going to hear this song, and it's going to bring them in, Father. Continue to use my sister, dear God. Continue to anoint her and take her forth, Father God. Let this new CD come forth in ease, Father God. We're entrusting you for every matter in it, dear God. The songs, the finances, whatever it is, dear God, we know that you've already walked ahead, dear God, and you made a way, and we're just claiming that tonight, and we're just entrusting this to happen, and the CD is going to come forth and bless people, Father God, and I thank you for that, Father God. Ooh, hallelujah, amen. Right now, everyone, I want to share this beautiful song by Sister Mary. And I want to pronounce it right. Is it Grable? Am I saying that correct?
Grable, G-R-A-B-L-E, right, Grable.
I want to share this beautiful anointed song as our sister blesses us with her anointed vocals. And this song is I Want to Be Healed. Hallelujah. Ooh. Father God, I know tonight there's so many listening, Father, that want to be healed and made whole, Father God, and me and my sister's going to come into agreement, Lord, and we're just going to ask, dear God, that you touch those people, dear God, and maybe there's a need out there, Father God, and they'll have the courage to call into the number tonight where we can pray for them, Father God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, dear God, for this beautiful anointing in her life, dear God. Oh, Lord, how you're going to use her to go forth, dear God. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, dear God, for the blood of Jesus Christ and for the wounds, dear God, that he bore upon his back for our healing, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we are set free, we are set apart, we are redeemed. Oh, hallelujah, Father. And we have the hope and the promise of eternity, dear God, with you where there's no more sickness, no more pain, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, dear God. We will be with you in eternity, Father. We thank you, dear God, for sending Jesus for like us, dear God. And, Father God, when he spoke out those words, it is finished. When he said it is finished, dear God, he meant that he had made the way for us, that he had taken it upon his Father's will. And we thank you, dear God, for that sacrifice. For where would we be without that sacrifice? Oh, may we never take that sacrifice for granted, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Father. I just praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for my sister, dear God, and bless me, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. You know the needs of my life and the areas that the doctors me, Father, right now, Father God, as my sister just comes into agreement, dear God, and we pray, dear God. I feel a leading of the Spirit. I am claiming healing in the mighty name of Jesus in my body and things the doctor has spoken against me. I speak out, I am thee healed. I stand in faith believing, dear God, through your anointing, dear God, and through the teaching of this psalm tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I feel such a sweet presence of your Spirit, dear God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm just claiming that, dear God. And I just speak life into my body, dear God. I speak life into my life, dear God. The enemy's trying to pull him down. The enemy's trying to take him, dear God. But, Father God, that word is planted in his heart from his youth. And you say that that word will not come back void, dear God. That he's going to come back to you, Father. And I'm believing that tonight, dear God. And I know you brought my sister into my life for a reason, dear God. Father, you know the burden on this mother's heart for my son, dear God. Just crying out to you tonight, dear God. Keep your hand upon him, dear God. And just keep him safe, dear God, till he comes back. I entrust him to you. Leave him at your feet, dear God. And I just ask that you have your way and your will, dear God, because I can't change anything, even being a mother, dear God. Thinking that I know what's best, dear God. I know you know what's best for him. You know what's on his every thought, dear God. And I just entrust him to you, dear God. And thank you so much for my sister, dear God, and the anointing in her life, dear God. I've been blessed, dear God, tonight through this broadcast, refreshed, dear God, and strengthened, dear God. And I just feel such a move of the Spirit as I listen to her song. Oh, praise be to you. Father God. Oh, hallelujah, sister. Your song blessed.
You know what? I would love to pray for you right now.
Yeah, please.
And for those that hear that song, and for the power of God to not flow just to you, but to go all through the airway wherever this is going to be, because his hand is not too short that he can't reach. He's not too high. Hallelujah. He's not too deep. My God. God, Abahashi, Yosha.
God, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to overflow her now. And everybody out there, God, that have an illness or whatever, I speak healing and deliverance to come forth over the water like never before in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch her now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Let your healing and your delivering power, God, flow, God, right now to every bloodstream of her body. Your healing and your delivering power. We give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name. We feel your presence. We feel you healing. We feel you delivering. We feel that anointing. You said it breaks every yoke and every bondage. And devil, you're a liar. I pull you down. I break up. I break it. I break it. I break it. Sickness is a name, and we break it. We break sickness tonight. We break disease. We break it. We pull it down. We break it into pieces. I plant it in the sea, and I cover it with the precious blood of Jesus. God, we give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name. We curse sickness and disease. Burn it up with the Holy Spirit and fire. Burn it up now. And God, we thank you for doing it. We thank you for doing it. And we thank you, Jesus, that by the stripes we're healed and delivered and made free. And we take it right now. We take our healing and we receive it now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Work miracles, break yokes and bondages, Lord. Oh, it's our bread. You said healing is a children's bread. We receive it right now and we feel your anointing like never before. God, let fire fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall afresh on your people tonight. Oh, we give you the praise and the glory. We thank you for your healing and your delivering power, God. We thank you for it now. Oh, receive it right now. Oh, it's flowing through the airway. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And we receive it. And God, we thank you for it. Ooh, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel that anointing.
Oh, hallelujah, Father.
Thank you.
Maybe you're out there and you're listening on the live link on the player, and maybe you're feeling this anointing and you're willing to call in, but many times people don't like to be heard live on the radio. But I encourage you, if you have a prayer need or there's something you want to share, the lines are open at 347-308-8837. 347-308-8837, and I just encourage you, we can pray with you, and we can just encourage you through the love and the peace and the power that we feel going out tonight. And I know many times people listen on the on-demand, and if you have prayer requests and you want to get a hold of Minister Mary or myself, you can contact me, Evangelist Montel Fields, it's M-O-N-T-E-L-L. Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, on Facebook, and we can all connect together and just grow together, Lord. And I feel such a power and a refreshing and a strength.
He's moving. He's moving right now. I have my blind eyes even open on the as we prayed on the phones and stuff like that. God's hands is not short.
Amen, and that's so true. And these broadcasts go all over the world. That is what's so amazing about internet radio. I love that about the internet radio because, there might be someone down the road a week from now, sister, that sees this, and they click on that, and they need that anointing. They need that touch because God's power is still alive and living at that very moment. And that's what I love about the on-demand. And people share them forth. Today I've seen them sharing forth Minister Dean. That's going to be on Friday night. I've seen his broadcast going for us. And, that's the amazing thing. I have to put in some time and hours, but it's so worth it to me because when I see people sharing, I know that's a word of God going forth more to another person that needs to hear, to another person that maybe is not saved or they need the prayer going forth. And I thank God for technology and giving people wisdom to arrange things like this. I know many people use this type of radio to do the work of the enemy, but this girl right here does it to glorify God, and I thank him for having us on this station and what he's called me to do and what he's called you to do. And it's such a blessing to me because the tears I cry tonight, they're not because I'm sad. It's because God is refreshing, renewing. He's just filling me up with new things, and I can't contain it. I feel that love. I feel that presence.
He's rebuilding me, sister. He knows what I've been going through and what I've been holding in my heart. Being a mother, many mothers out there tonight that may be listening, when you have a child that you have raised from youth to know God, and you've taught them the rights and the wrongs, and you've installed everything that you know, and then you see them go into the world, and they get off that track, and you see them struggling and hurting, and sometimes you got to use what's called tough love and walk away to let them see the truth. That's a point I have been to in my life with my son. I love my son and my daughter. God definitely created me to be a mom. I have loved my kids, praise be to God. My son is 20 and my daughter 18. Not every person is blessed to have their children to even live to that age. But God put the love of Jesus Christ in my heart, even in my mothering. And to see what the enemy's trying to do in my son's life has been such a burden to carry. I put him in God's hand. And I entrust God. But when I see my child hurting, even though he's 20 years old, that's still my baby. God entrusted him to me. And to carry that, to have that burden and to see him go through that, that's a hard thing to do. But it takes true strength and faith to say, here, God, I give him to you. And I'm going to just be still and know that he is God. And as you were praying for me, I felt the power of God just reassuring me that everything is well, and even in the things that the doctors have tried to speak against my life. And one of those things affected my throat, because I love to sing and worship too, my sister, and I do a lot of various things. I've done them at nursing homes or online, wherever it might be. But that's one of the things that has tried to come against me in my health and in my esophagus. And the doctors, they tell me one thing, but I'm not claiming that. And I'm not even going to give the enemy the satisfaction to speak it out, because God knows all of it.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not claiming that on my life. And
I'm healed in Jesus' name.
And that's what I'm claiming.
God said when we have kids and we don't raise them, they might go astray for a while, but they're coming back.
Amen. I think of the prodigal son. And I know that word's in my son's heart, and I'm proud of him because he is out there working hard. He's trying to build a life for him and his fiance. But many times when young people are in love, they get blinded by that, and they look past a lot of things, and they lose their way, because this world is hard. I know, and it's going to get harder, and that's why it's so important that we have that armor on, that we, you know, we are ready every day for battle. We need to be found ready in every season. And many times, I encourage people all the time, we're the only Bible that people read, and we need to be able to speak forth the word when we meet people, and if they're going through things, and we are to bear good fruit, so they see that power. We are to be like the light shining like a city on a hill. We're to bring them in out of the darkness. And
thank you.
Tonight, I have felt such a power and a movement. You know, you and I didn't have a lot of time to plan for this interview and this broadcast tonight. We both stepped out in faith. But look how God has showed up through our obedience, and he is moving, and he has blessed me in this. And I know he has a great purpose coming aboard, you know, to be a part of Reaching Out Radio. You're gonna have a great part in going forth. And with Pastor and Apostle Dallas Miller and Minister Darlene Morgan and Minister Dean Maynard, and we have a beautiful ministry coming up. Their daughter was murdered, and she was only 18 years old. Praise be to God. She came back home, and most of all, she was off track, but she came back home to her parents, and they got peace. And she was murdered 2 days after her 18th birthday. She was shot with a shotgun. And her daddy felt it. Their story would bless you so much, sister. And I weep because God has brought such amazing people into my life. And
beautiful.
I see his power work in their life, because within 2 days of everything they went through, her daddy said he felt this gut-wrenching feeling go in his stomach. And it was at the very time they pulled that trigger and his daughter was murdered. And then he looked out the door. She was... I thank God that she come home and they got that closure and peace with their daughter, because they have been Christians for many years, and she was living in the world, sister, and it was bringing disruption to their home. And I understand that, because I endured that with my son, And as much as you want to hold on, sometimes you got to let go and push away so that disruption stops and God can get him to a place of surrender. We got to entrust him to God what they did. And she was gone for a while, living in a world of sin and into the partying and everything else. And one night the phone rang and her dad picked it up and she told her mama she wanted to come home. And at that time her mom said, no, it's not time. And her and her husband prayed about it. And she called again and God told her mother, it's time. And she came home and she told her dad, she said, Daddy, I need you. I can't make it without you. And she had told her, they called her Little Evangelist from early in her youth. She was saved at 12 years old. But she got sidetracked, and that's what happens in life because this world is a hard place. And that's why it's so important to be praying daily and in the Word. And I mean, truly live in a surrendered life, because if you give the enemy just an inch, he's going to take miles. And that's why I encourage people. But she also done acting, and she loved Doritos and Cheetos. And where their driveway was a long distance. You know how it is out in the country. They lived in Texas. And she'd ask her daddy to put the stuff in the mailbox for her to get it so she could just swing by, grab it, and not have to go all the way up to the house. And that's what he did. And when he came home and he seen the stuff was in the mailbox, he knew something was wrong. And then he felt that feeling in his stomach, and he seen the policeman come to his house to tell him his daughter had been murdered. And her mother was at work, and the horrible part was she was at work, and usually it takes a while, but they released their daughter's name on the radio before he even had a chance to tell her mother. But
praise God, he
kept his hand upon her, and they got her to the house, and she was asking her husband, is it true? But immediately, God brought a peace, sister, to this brother and sister. They're one that's going to be coming on to be part of Reaching Out Radio. God built their ministry, the Hazok Ministries, which the Hazok is in, it's to do with strength and trusting God. And immediately they said that God reassured them their daughter was in heaven with them. And
Hallelujah.
God started ministering to these two. Well, he started waking Brian up, like with what you're doing, and he gave him a title to a book, and it was called From Misery to Ministry. And that's
Beautiful.
Exactly what in that in the book, you can't put it down, sis. And it even shares in the book how at their daughter's funeral, and it's a hard thing because she lost her life, but they didn't make it, they didn't give the enemy the glory and focus on the bad. They made it about God and his healing power. And they made it was a life service. And at that service, her dad played the keyboard. He plays beautiful, anointed instrumental music. He's been in bands, and he just has a gift as well, sister. And he played
Praise
his
God.
Daughter's. One of the beautiful things about her service is because they focused on making it about God, there was 7 young people saved at their daughter's service.
Praise
and
God.
One of those young men was killed a year later after their daughter and lost his life. But he was saved at their daughter's funeral. So even though there was heartache and turmoil, still God was moving, because if it had not been that young man wasn't there, the next year, you know, when he lost his life, there's a good chance he wouldn't have inherited salvation through being saved. Their book is so beautiful, and they're working on a second one, but God has just gave them this beautiful, anointed, healing ministry. And that's what I was sharing with you earlier today. I am so blessed to get to meet such amazing people and see what God is doing in people's lives. You know, that's nothing but the hand of God. To have your daughter shot close range with a shotgun. They shot her in the head. She got accused of stealing a camera, and she didn't even steal it. The guys were high and drunk. It's people she had been running with, and it was her she'd been hanging out with them, and when people's on that stuff, they make bad choices. And her mom was loving and forgiving, that she made sure that the word of God went to those young men when they got incarcerated. And, you know, right there is the hand of God, too, because how hard would it be? God says in order for us to be forgiven, he has to forgive. And that's what they had to do, the very hands that took their daughter's life. They had to forgive them. And God has such a beautiful healing ministry, and that's just one of the many. Over the past 2 years, I've been blessed in sharing There's dear brother Vincent Rutley. He stopped to help his brother on the interstate to work on his truck. And we share all the time. You never know what a minute, I don't want to say a day, a minute can bring.
Yes.
He was hit by a truck,
yes,
and it severed his neck in half, snapped his neck, and they told him he would be a quadriplegic. He'd be paralyzed from the neck down the rest of his life. But he didn't accept that, sister, as I was saying earlier. I'm not speaking it out. He started claiming the healing, and he started pushing up with his hands. And you could see him on the video saying, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength.
Yes.
And he started
hallelujah.
He is starting to take steps now. I have a dear
thank
brother
you.
That's been on, that actually wrote a song. It's called Cancer Rap. He was healed and delivered from cancer. He was at death's door. Just as sinless.
Praise God.
And that's why I say it's so important to reach out and to share other people's testimonies
right.
and beautiful ministries like yours. So I share
thank
with you.
You
because you're coming on to be a part of Reaching Out Radio family. And it's not just going to be, it's going to be your radio network. It's going to be Minister Morgan's. It's all about God's glory and us coming together
amen.
For the same.
Amen.
It's not about me or what I'm doing. It's about what God is doing through our life. So I wanted
amen.
To share some of that with you because you are coming aboard, and I want you to be
amen.
Familiar with what we're doing for His glory. And I'm so blessed tonight in getting to share with you. We have about 11 minutes left, and I want to give that time to you to share whenever you feel led in. And your song blessed me so much, and I know there's people out there listening that the song has blessed them, and I know people are going to hear it on demand, and I will continue to play it throughout other broadcasts. And I look forward to getting more of your music to share on the broadcast because it's so beautiful and anointed, and, you know, that song really truly ministered to me to what I needed to hear right now because of things going on within my body. And I have a really strong mind spiritually, sister. And as they say, if the enemy sees he can't get you spiritually, he'll try to attack you physically. But I know I have the power over that. And as you were sharing, by his
amen.
Life, we are healed. And I'm holding on to that and in my son's life, too. So I know tonight
amen.
You coming on here wasn't just by mistake. It was a divine appointment. God knew I needed to hear this song. He knew this anointing was going to go out. And I believe there's other people out there tonight listening that is feeling
praise
that and that God is moving in their life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you know, I just want to say Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty, in the secret place, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And, you know, we're living in a time right now that we need to abide in the secret place so we can be up under the shadow of the Almighty. And God would say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the shade of the flower and from the noise pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thou shield and thou buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. We're living in a time now that we need the shield and the protection of the Lord. So we can remember, God is our shield. And under the shadow, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. No matter what the devil want to do, when we keep that faith in the Lord, we're going to always be shielded and protected.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I love the books of Psalms. I like to speak them out around the house. One of mine is Psalm 37. And I love to read scripture out in the house. There's such power in the Word of God. The Word of God is living. It is our sword.
Amen.
And that is why it's so important to be in the Word. you know, it teaches us, it guides us, it brings hope, it shows a promise,
Amen.
And it prepares us, sister, for what is to come.
Amen. And even if 1,000 shall fall at our 1,000 shall fall at our right hand, and it shall not come nigh our dwelling. I can't really get my words out tonight, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling place. When you're in the Lord, it shall not.
Praise
I don't care what happens around us. As we have faith in the Lord and cover ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus and listen to him. Because sometimes things happen to saints because when we listen, when we hear God and he said, no, don't, not right now, and we do it anyway. But when that little voice speak and warn us of something, you know, it might be small, but oh, God. When we go on, we find out it was bigger than what it sounded because God wanted to shield and protect us. And I'm going to say one more thing. My daughter was leaving, going to, you know, Minneapolis from South Bend. And God, when she was driving with these cars and she was traveling, God said, well, pull over now and get gas. She could have said, well, no, I think I got enough. She pulled over and stopped and got gas, got back on there. Big semi truck had hit three of those cars, fell on top of three cars that was with her, driving with her. So when God speaks, we need to listen because our shield and our protection. And he do shield and protect us. Sometimes we just need to listen.
Yes, he does. And so many times people, I've even done a sermon on that, they want to play the blame game and what you're speaking in. He will speak to our spirit and he will direct us, but so many times people don't listen to what he's saying. We just ignore what he's saying, and he's trying to keep us from getting into situations.
That's it.
Want to blame God for it, but, you know, I always tell people all the time, and this is what I've learned in my own life. When I'm in God's will, my life is blessed. When I get outside God's will, sister, my life becomes a mess. And
that's right.
It's the truth. I mean, because we think that we know what's best for us, that we know what's right, and that when God's pulling on us, sometimes we just can't let go of the flesh. We want to hold on to things of this world, or we just want to go our own way. We want to be disobedient children. But we need to realize God's already walked ahead of us. He knows what the future brings. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He's God. He's our sovereign God. And so many people think they know what's best, or they get the misconception and they take the gift of free will as they're in control. But no, God's in control. He's always in control, but he gives us free will to make. And so many people, they mix that up. And it's important for us to be walking in his will and to be still and know he's God. He will talk to us. You will get to know his voice. You'll know when he's leading you through the spirit. God, people can tell me I'm crazy. I don't care who they are. They can make fun of me. God talks to his children. He leads you through the spirit. And he will keep you from things. You know, I believe that. Just he was sharing with your daughter. And God still does miracles. Just 2 days ago, my niece's boyfriend, he's my nephew to me. He's been in our family almost 2 years. And a lot of people have seen the picture on Facebook. A guy did not see him coming off the interstate. And he T-boned him, totaled his car. His feet were actually pressed into the pedals of the floorboard. There was nothing left of the car. And everybody that sees it knows that the hand of God was on that young man. He has some injuries. Looking at that car, it's only by the grace of God that he walked out. And I've told him and my niece, don't focus on his injuries. Start focusing on God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for that young man. He's going to bring encouragement to somebody because they're telling him, he's not going to be able to play football again. What is one of his heart's passions? But you know what? I don't claim that. Mm-hmm. I hold on to the word of God that says all things, not some, all things are possible for him. And I want them to focus on that positive. Don't focus on the negative things in your life. That's what the enemy wants us to do. You stand before God with thanksgiving in your heart, praying without ceasing and saying, Father, you know what? I know you're able and you're an on-time God. And it may not be now, as you were sharing earlier, about that gradual healing. You know what? He is an on-time God, and we just got to keep walking by faith, not sight, and trusting him to get us through and to know that our tests are just testimonies in the making. We got to learn to surrender, and so many people, John 3:30 is one of the scriptures I hold on to, that he must increase, I may decrease. And so many people don't want to decrease. They want to increase and decrease God in their life. They want to hold on to things of the flesh. And that's what a lot of is happening in society today. And that's why I want such powerful ministers like you on the broadcast going forth because they're getting shared. God is blessing this station. It's not anything to do with me. It's because I choose to glorify God in all I
Amen.
Do. And when you do that, God will bless you in that. And he is taking
Amen.
It forth. And I have a pastor that even shares. He hasn't been doing a lot on his. He's come aboard Reaching Out Radio. He says, I'm feeling
Praise
led
God.
To be with you. And he said, Sister, your numbers are, I've been doing
Praise
this
God.
For almost 3 years, and I have more
uh-huh.
listens and plays, and that's the glory of God than what he does in 3 years'
God.
Time, and I've only been doing this about 3 weeks. So
Praise
on
God.
This, on Reaching Out Radio, God led me. He's like, you know what? I've given you the wisdom through working through my King's Fellowship, and I love Archbishop, and I'm still working faithfully. I'm broadcasting tomorrow night from 6 to
praise
9
God.
On that.
Oh, praise
but
God.
God told me to step out because I like to open up the phone lines because there are nights we do have callers. There may be nights we don't have callers. But that's what it's about. This is about God's glory. And I know we're getting down to 2 minutes on this broadcast tonight, but Sister Mary
okay.
Gable is going to be blessing us with her talents and her anointing, and we're asking God to lead in which day to have her on and time, but we're Reaching Out Radio just wants to welcome her to the family tonight, and we wanted to introduce you to her and let you know what a privilege and an honor it is we take upon us to have God bringing her as part of our family here on Reaching Out Radio, and we just want you to continue to lift her and to encourage her and pray one for the other. And I encourage you all, don't back down when God is up, because nothing is impossible with him. And sister, is there
Amen.
Anything you want to share in the closing? We have like a minute and 30 seconds left.
I just want to say, you don't have to be saved for God to talk to you, because he talked to me when I wasn't, but I was in a safe home, but I wasn't at first. But anyway, whenever you hear a little small voice saying no, don't, or whatever, listen. Life
Amen.
And safety is in that.
Amen. Such truth. Such truth.
Amen.
God. Yes. Thank you, Father God. And we thank each and every one of you for listening tonight to Reaching Out Radio, where we're going for it to be the hands and feet and voice for Jesus Christ. We're all about glorifying him. We have
thank
great
you.
Faith knowing all things are possible because that's what the Word teaches us. And we don't add to or take away from the Word. The Word is living. It is a sword. He is the power. And we need to start raising up as the warriors and walking in victory that we
thank
have
you,
through
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Sister,
you,
it's been such a blessing to have you on tonight. And I'm going to share the on-demand link and take it forth after we get done here. And I know it's going to bless people. And I thank you for your time. I look forward
thank
to you,
you so
being
much.
Yes, and I look forward to you being part of this radio ministry and what God's going to do through you and sharing with you. And I thank you for your tonight and for sharing your song. And we thank everyone again for your time. God bless you and keep you in the rest of the week. And know that you are able through him. You can do all things. God bless you all and good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sister. God bless you.
Thank you. I love you. And you be blessed, okay?
And I love you in Christ too, my dear sister. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.